Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 22nd. It'll be live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 43,000 head will sell, including 12,000 yearling steers, 8,700 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Well, today's feeder cattle futures market sold off again. We had the April's down $1.90 to close at $137.72. The May's down $1.25 at $142.47. August $1.77 lower at $152.77. Today's low was over $2 below that at $150.67. I'm hearing a lot of talk that the 50% retracement between the low and the high in August feeders was around 149. So a lot of people shooting for that 150 level, didn't quite get there with the low of 150.67, and then it bounced back. But it has sold off over the last 7 days about 7.2%, $11.72 from the high to the low. The high was on April 8th till today's low. So that's a pretty big move from the high to the low over 7 days. Not anything we haven't seen before, but again, it's a pretty big move. The live cattle futures were lower as well. We ended up about 57 or so lower on the Junes at 118.60. Today's low of 117.55. So we're off that at a little over a dollar. The August down 50 at 118.65. Seems like there's a lot of talk of how the box beef, basically unchanged today at midday, but it's been rallying, and how the live cattle have sold off $7 or $8 off of their high.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Well, the grain futures market continued to show strength throughout the board today. We were up about 6.5 on the corn, the May corn. They settled at 592. Junes were up 6.75. December up 8 at 520 and a quarter. That's a new high for the December contract, so it just continues to rock right along. The beans also higher today. We were 16.5 higher on in May to close at 14.49. New crop November up 10 at 12.84. So those two row crops, the corn and the beans, continue to rally. Primarily, or the talk anyways, due to the cooler than typical soil temperatures, and that pushes your planting dates back. And so not necessarily the planting dates the big deal. It's later on what happens when it gets to different maturity levels and what the weather's like during those maturity levels. So if you get in the tasseling and so other phases of the growth in corn, and you're in the hottest part of the year and pollination and so forth, that causes problems down the road. And also, these hedge funds are super long corn. They're the longest they've ever been on corn. Not really on the beans. They're long beans, but not near the record like they are in corn. So those people are just piling on that long position.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and I.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.